Minithani with tech. Iathka I am. Minithani. These are some of the stony expressions a clothing company started by Morley Community School students aims to share and celebrate as points of cultural pride. The Iathka Trading Company is a result of 5 students' efforts in a project for the school's entrepreneurial academy that aims to represent the 3 bands, the language, and the culture of Stony Nakota First Nation through locally crafted hoodies and t-shirts. We wanted to create designs that are positive and affirming to the language and the community, said teacher Renette Kurz. So, the expressions and the designs we chose for the shirts are uniquely Stony Nakota. Minithani, me nay th nay, which translates to cold water in Stony and is also the name of the Morley townsite, is proudly scribed onto the clothing company's gray hoodies. With tech, wastich, and Iathka I am. Ee yeath ka eem. Meaning, it is good, and, speak Stony, respectively, are printed on t-shirts of red and sage green. There were a lot of really rich discussions that came from this project, said Kurz. We discovered through our conversations with elders and language keepers that these are expressions not used in other First Nations with Nakota, Dakota or Lakota dialects. The Stony language is a member of the Dakota subgroup of Siouan languages, and while no official language survey has been undertaken to determine where all its speakers live, most of them are believed to be concentrated around the community of Minithani. We learned so much from our conversations with language keepers, said Kurz. The Stony language has only been in print for about 50 years, so it's very young in a written form. The 5 students leading the project were able to gain a new understanding and appreciation for the resiliency of their ancestors in preserving the Stony language solely through speaking it. I think it makes them really want to become more fluent, said Kurz. Aiding the students with their project also helped Kurz to become more familiar with the language and confident in the use of the Stony words she's learned after 4 years of working in the community. We really studied the language and this became like a whole research project, said Kurz. We learned that the circumflex, the little hat over the eyes in Minithani makes the double E sound, for example. It makes this sound in every instance that it's used in Stony. The clothing company project initially began with a rebranding of the Morley Community School store to become known as Minithani Minimart after several discussions with elders, teachers and Stony language instructors. The proceeds students raised from sales at the store were then used to help fund the clothing company project. At the centerpiece of each Iathka Trading Co. t-shirt or hoodie is a logo designed by local artist and former Morley Community School language instructor Tyson Crawler, whose artwork is on display in other forms around the community, including banners along the roads that illustrate the 7 sacred teachings of love, respect, courage, honesty, wisdom, humility and truth. The students agreed that his work around the community and in the school really speaks to them, so we asked him and paid him to design the logo for us, Kurz said. Crawler's design depicts a traditional medicine wheel bordered by jagged mountains, with 3 arrows and a feather separating the 4 quarters of the wheel. The mountains are representative of the Stony people and the arrows represent the 3 bands of Chiniki, Bearspaw and Wesley, Good Stony. The designs are printed onto the clothing by Defending Awesome, which is a custom t-shirt, stick, and signage company based in Banff. News of the Indigenous Pride-centered clothing company has been spreading fast around the community. At the National Indigenous Peoples Day powwow at the Morley Hockey Arena and Gymnasium June 21, students sold about $1,500 worth of hoodies and shirts in 2 hours. The t-shirts and hoodies are available to order through the Iathka Trading Company website. Meanwhile, Kurz is looking into other events and opportunities to continue selling them for the school after the project has run its course. She is in talks with the Chiniki Gas Bar and the Esso Gas Station near the Stony Nakota Resort and Casino to become potential retailers. Now we're able to put all the funds we made back into the school to create student scholarships and something else that will bring pride to the community. Plus, these students can also say on their resumes that they co-founded a clothing company, Kurz said.